T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. This is one of our highlights of the week, every week, not just ours. Remember last week I read a text from someone who said Coach Larrañaga is sit in the car till the interview is over kind of radio, even if you get to where you're going. So,
yeah, man, when I know he's on, I can't sleep the night before.
You just kind of know.
Like Christmas morning.
Unfortunately, with Valero, we don't often know he's coming on until a few moments before he's coming on, but it's a whole different story. You know that you're good radio, right, Coach?
Yeah, I can't sleep the night before I have to come on with you guys because I don't know some of the crazy stuff you're going to ask me about.
Yeah, we're going to get to it momentarily. Anyway, here is Coach Jim Larrañaga on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes men's basketball team. They lost to Boston College on Sunday. They host Georgia Tech Saturday at the Watsco Center in Coral Gables. That is a 2 p.m. tip-off. Now, before I talk Hurricanes basketball, really, we need to talk about the Oscars because it's Sunday. But tonight, Duke and UNC, maybe the greatest rivalry in sports. Will you be in front of a TV watching it live?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I couldn't afford to watch it live at Cameron Indoor Stadium because I understand if you go on StubHub, you can get a ticket for like $4,000.
It's insane. I saw a report that some of the tickets are higher priced than Super Bowl tickets were in the resale market.
That's what I've heard.
That's insanity. Is this the greatest rivalry in sports?
It's definitely the greatest rivalry in college basketball because the two programs have won at such a high level for such a long period of time, and their coaches are both Hall of Famers, the winningest coach of all time, and Coach Mike Krzyzewski, Roy Williams, having taken Kansas to the Final Four a bunch of times and now having won several national championships at Carolina. So these two programs are legendary, their coaches are legendary, and eventually their players become legendary NBA guys. So we're expecting guys like Zion Williamson and R.J. Barrett to end up like NBA All-Stars. And there's probably a guy or two in Carolina, like a Kobe White, who's going to be fighting for that honor one day himself.
And so does Mrs. Larrañaga know, like, hey, tonight, honey, I'm in front of the TV. It's Duke, North Carolina. We're ordering in our favorite food. Like, is this a festive night at the Larrañaga house?
My wife watches more sports on TV than I do.
So she told you it's Duke UNC night. We're not going out.
She's going to have her own TV. She's probably not going to want me because I stop it and replay it. I switch channels to look at some other games going on. I think Pittsburgh is playing Georgia Tech at Georgia Tech tonight. So I'm going to be wanting to scout that game too because we got Georgia Tech on Saturday and Pittsburgh in another week. So, you know, she likes to just tune in and really watch the games. But she's a real basketball aficionado. She really knows the sport very, very well.
Does she ever help you out?
Oh, yeah. Back in the day when I was coaching my son, she helped me out a lot. She always told me, you better play my son.
Yeah, you can't, and you can't argue with that.
Not if I want to eat.
Jim Larrañaga is with us, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes men's basketball team. Now, the women's basketball team, we've had Coach Katie Meyer on a couple of times since we've had her on. They beat Notre Dame, and then they beat number 2, Louisville, last week. Have you talked with Coach Katie Meyer at all? Because she's got things clicking over there.
I text Katie right afterwards, and we were getting ready to play, and I saw the score. Of course, we follow the women's program. I just talked with one of her assistants who said it was the greatest basketball environment she's ever been in. So winning a game, and you got to know, Louisville's fans are crazy. They're at the game, 15, 18,000 people screaming, hollering from start to finish. For Katie to take her team on the road and win in that environment against a team that's ranked second in the country, a pretty awesome accomplishment. And you know, they're also ranked. It's not like, you know, she was an unranked team. I mean, Katie's got her team playing very, very well. And the two young ladies that are international students, they're both from the Netherlands, and they both play great against Louisville.
Coach, what's the best atmosphere you've ever played in your whole career, or coached in your whole career?
There's a number that really stand out. And, of course, Carolina and Duke are two of my favorite places. Syracuse, one year when we played them, there were like 32,000 fans. But my favorite was in Indianapolis, Indiana, in 2006, when our George Mason team made the Final Four, and we showed up for practice, and there were 45,000 fans to watch us practice,
oh,
75,000 to watch us play Florida the next day. So I've had a lot of good memories. One of my favorites is, you don't win at North Carolina very often, but in 1981, Ralph Sampson and Jeff Lamp of Virginia led our Virginia Cavaliers team to an overtime victory over James Worthy and Al Wood. And it's still one of the greatest games I've ever been involved with. And then, of course, our win at Duke when the year they won the national championship, and Angel Rodriguez led us to a 90-74 victory. The place was absolutely crazy because of how well we were playing.
Yeah, that was insane. I remember watching that game. I know Hurricanes basketball fans remember that one like it was yesterday. You see, you kind of have Duke's number. We know that. Jim Larrañaga is with us. Again, the Hurricanes, they host Georgia Tech this Saturday at the Watsco Center in Coral Gables. It is a 2 p.m. tip-off. So when Coach Meyer was on with us and they had beaten Notre Dame, I had seen that she tweeted out something from practice the next day. She came on with us, and I said, "You just beat Notre Dame. How can you make the team practice? You got to have like a pizza party or take them to Dave and Buster's or something." And she said, "No, back to the grind real quick. We don't do that." And then after they beat Louisville, I tweeted at her and I asked her if they would have some sort of Dave and Buster's field trip or whatnot. And she said they were going to have a little pizza at the gym. Do you reward your team with a big victory, or are you like Katie Meyer? You just get them right back in the gym.
Well, in actuality, we try to treat every single game the same. And, you know, we've had some incredible wins. We beat Duke at home here by 27 points back in 2013. And someone said, "Hey, is this the biggest win in you know, your coaching career history?" And I said, "No, it's just one win." I mean, even though it's against a terrific opponent, that the first thing you do as a coach after the game is put that game behind you and get ready for the next one. And you try to get your players to do the same.
Coach Jim Larrañaga is with us. Now, obviously, we could talk basketball, and there's a whole bunch of stuff after the All-Star break in the NBA, and you've got games coming up, and the Duke one is coming up soon enough. But the Oscars are Sunday, and everyone knows, listening to this show, Jim Larrañaga's wheelhouse is movies. You have a love of movies. Is that, obviously, besides basketball, is that your number one hobby, your number one outside of basketball love, excluding family, of course?
Yeah, I would say that I've enjoyed watching movies from the time I was very little. And TV basically was really new. It was, you know, 8 or 10 years old, where everybody had a TV in their house, a little black and white set that my family would sit around and watch. And on TV, there was the Million Dollar Movie. And I watched King Kong and High Noon, and all these great flicks from the 40s and 50s. And I continue to do that throughout my adult life.
And still loves movies. And so with the Oscars on Sunday, I'm going to read you the nominations for the major categories. You tell us who you think the winner is going to be. Not what your personal favorite is, but what you think the winner will be. I'm going to note all these, and then I'm going to parlay them. I'm going to make a 6-game parlay off your picks and see if I can become wealthy at your knowledge of movies. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Best Picture nominees. You've got Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, A Star Is Born, and Vice.
I'm going to go with Black Panther.
Now, you think that's going to be the winner?
Yes.
Okay. Marking it down there. What was your favorite out of all of those?
I probably would say Green Book.
Yeah, everybody raves about that. I haven't seen that yet, but that's supposed to be excellent. Okay, best director, Spike Lee for Black Klansman, Pawel Pawlikowski for Cold War, Yorgos Lanthimos for The Favorite, Alfonso Cuarón for Roma, or Adam McKay for Vice?
Yeah, it's got to be Spike Lee.
For Black Klansman. Yeah, I'm starting to think that, too. I think we're going to make some money on this stuff because I think these are long shots. Because I think Roma, a lot of people are picking Roma to win Best Picture and maybe Best Director. But I think Spike Lee wins. Spike Lee's never won that before, has he?
No, he hasn't won one.
Yeah, I think he's due. it's like
it
gambling. No, I think sometimes you're due. Lead actor in a movie, Christian Bale for Vice, Bradley Cooper, A Star is Born, Willem Dafoe for At Eternity's Gate, Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody, and Viggo Mortensen for Green Book.
Yeah, I got to go for Viggo. First of all, I love him as an actor. I think Bohemian Rhapsody, he did a terrific job, but I'm going with Viggo Mortensen.
And lead actress in a movie, Yalitza Aparicio for Roma, Glenn Close for The Wife, which they were showing that somewhere. I'd never even heard of it, but apparently it's an unbelievable performance by Glenn Close.
Yeah, I saw the movie.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Olivia Colman for The Favorite, Lady Gaga, A Star is Born, and Melissa McCarthy for Can You Ever Forgive Me, which I'll give you $1 million if Melissa McCarthy wins lead actress.
No, I think the gal from Roma is going to win.
That would be Yalitza Aparicio. All right.
Yep.
There you go. Those are Jim Larranaga's. Supporting actor. Mahershala Ali, Green Book. Adam Driver, Black Klansman. Sam Elliott, A Star is Born. I love Sam Elliott. Richard E. Grant, Can You Ever Forgive Me? Or Sam Rockwell for Vice?
Yeah, I would go for Ali. He and Viggo Mortensen were a great 1-2 combination, a great 1-2 punch, and I think they're both going to win.
And then supporting actress, Amy Adams for Vice, Marina de Tavira for Roma, Regina King for If Beale Street Could Talk, Emma Stone for The Favorite, and Rachel Weisz for The Favorite.
I'd be very disappointed if Regina King didn't win. She was fantastic in that.
Yeah, I think most people are predicting that. So there you go. Jim Larranaga, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes. He predicts Black Panther wins Best Picture.
I like it.
He predicts Spike Lee wins Best Director. And then for lead actor, he's got Viggo Mortensen. For lead actress, I'm doing this like the actual gambling segment that we do, where I go over what the prognosticator picked in case you want to bet it at home.
He's good.
Yalitza Aparicio for Roma. And then for supporting actor, Mahershala Ali for Green Book. And supporting actress, Regina King for If Beale Street Could Talk. So there you go. Now we're going to hold you to these, Coach. I don't know what that means, but we're going to hold you to these.
Well, hopefully I shot better than my team did against Boston College. We were 4-for-26 from three the other day, so I hope I do better than that, but maybe not.
Hey, Coach, a question that came up when you were talking about the old movies that you watched as a kid, the King Kongs and those older movies. Is technology, like what is it, CGI and all the computer stuff, is that making movies better? Is technology making movies better for you?
Well, I think there are certain movies that the technology really does enhance the movie. But I've also seen they've turned, movies into really sci-fi. And, I like a good technology in the movie, but not some of the ones I've seen. You know, like Aquaman, I ended up walking out. I didn't
really?
Like
you walked out of Aquaman. I loved it.
Yeah.
I'm very simple, though. I like a lot of splashes and fire. It was exactly what I was looking for. You walked out of Aquaman, huh?
Yeah, it was just too much.
You rarely walk out of movies, right?
The underwater stuff and, anyway.
I would say, because Jason Momoa is a good-looking dude, he's not a great actor.
Oh, I disagree. He played that role of Aquaman perfectly.
He swims.
There's more to it than that. There's more to it. I can't have this argument with Jim Larranaga on the phone. He walked out of the movie.
If Dwayne The Rock Johnson playing that role, I probably would have stayed right to the bitter end, because I think The Rock is We gotta elect him president. He's the best.
Jim Larrañaga. Again, Miami Hurricanes host Georgia Tech Saturday at the Watsco Center in Coral Gables. Everyone should be there. It's a 2 o'clock tip off. We always appreciate you making time for us, especially for our nonsense. And did you think that we were extra packed with nonsense today?
Hey, I just enjoy talking to you guys because I don't have to come up with any, like, intelligent answers because you guys laugh at all the stupid stuff I say.
Right, and you can't have intelligent answers to stupid questions.
My wife says the same thing.
There's no intelligent questions that would require an intelligent answer. So it's perfect. You get to turn your brain off for 10 minutes, and then you ask your SID, like, okay, now do we have any real interviews? All right, thank you, Coach. We appreciate it.
All right, guys, thanks.
Jim Larrañaga, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes. I didn't even want to talk to him about really what I think is the best movie that's ever been made this year, which is you jumping across the jumping across the pier into the water, but that's for a whole different show. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.